All right, so I know it's opening day, but we can't do a show without a little football. Plus, this is like Rico's Christmas. Shedeur Sanders showcase day at Colorado. David, a little music, please.
Showcase week.
Yeah, let's start there in Colorado.
Come on, Rico's excited. Yeah. Come on.
Pro okay. day.
Why do you do this?
You love this guy. Don't
no,
run from
no,
it.
No.
Don't hide your love.
No. It is, I said, he's never had an offensive line. He'll go to the league and actually have five guys who will not just say, ole, and let people run past.
See, but that, see, and I hear you, and that's wonderful. But, I mean, this is April 4th. We're late in the draft process. What do you actually learn?
I mean, the pro day to me is either it's going to reinforce what you already thought of this kid, or it's going to say, yep, I knew it. He has these deficiencies. ESPN turned this into a week, okay?
Oh, it was.
They've been hyping this up all week. And I know Mike's over here saying, oh, this is my – it was overkill, okay? It's just a pro day. You're going – you're not even going to – it's not even a 7-on-7. You're throwing against air. That's gotten a lot of GMs fired because, okay, he could throw the ball deep and he could do this and he could do that. I just think that he's athletic enough. I saw what he did in games that I said, man, if you give this guy an offensive line – I'm not putting him in. He's not a first ballot Hall of Famer. I just think that he would actually, he's one of those guys I think would have a better career at the next level because he actually has protection.
So many words. I stopped listening. I hate Shedeur. I'm done. I'm out.
Well, let's talk about the other guy.
Your love for him is immense, and I'm happy for you. It's almost
because
like,
I can be critical. That's a love.
No, it's Kevin Costner and Whitney Houston. There's a bond between you and Shedeur. You love him.
You and David can finish this.
You love him.
I'm done.
Let's talk about the other guy.
Don't look at me. Look at him.
The other guy in the pro day or at the pro day was Travis Hunter.
Oh, boy.
And this statement was said on NFL Network during the pro day. It says, many people have his player comp as Justin Jefferson.
Dear
what
God.
Are we doing here? You talk about overhype. Justin Jefferson? Travis Hunter? No. No, thank you. All right, Rico, you're not going
to
say it.
I'll do it. I think comping anyone to one of the great receivers.
Heaven forbid I say something, I'm in love with him. So go ahead.
No, you do love Shedeur. It's okay. You love him.
I think that he just didn't have any talent.
So Justin Jefferson comps, can we just all agree that's wildly out of line.
Correct. I don't even know if he's going to play wide receiver.
Right.
Thank you. Look, we're in hyperbole season. Welcome to the lead up to the draft, everybody.
Ironically enough, if you were going to give him a comp, I think the highest comp you would give him would be his former coach in Deion Sanders, who was good on the defensive side but played some offense. Okay. If you told me, or like maybe a Charles Woodson at Michigan type of thing, but Justin Jefferson, if that was the case, then he would be wide receiver one.
Thank
he would
you.
Be at the top of the draft.
Thank you. And it just doesn't make sense to me because they tweeted out this photo of him doing his routes during the pro day, and it says, oh, nasty routes here. I mean, he's going against no one at the pro day. So what are we talking about, nasty routes?
And going back to Shedeur, it's what gets GMs fired.
It always goes back to Shedeur.
No, I'm saying it's because you're going up against nobody.
Right. I blame the White Sox.
You know what? You've been a problem all day.
Let me get this.
By the way, hey, you'll forgive me. Check your phone.
I got 23 minutes to go.
You'll forgive me. Check your phone. This is a treat for you. We referenced Burchie on the pregame on Fox 2. I have sent you the evidence.
I got it.
Zoom in on that.
Oh, I don't need to. It's
okay.
Let me get to this next rumor.
Yes,
this is a draft rumor.
Is that Donald Trump eating a hot dog? It's Burchie.
This is a draft rumor, but it's a 2026 draft rumor, and it's coming from Adam Schefter. It says, there is no guarantee that Texas QB Arch Manning will enter the 2026 draft. Quote, sounds like he certainly could be staying beyond next year. I'm not a college football insider, but none of the Mannings ever went out early. And I don't know, with NIL money being what it is, why Arch would do different.
Okay. Well, this is called filling airtime. Adam Schefter admitting, I don't know what I'm talking about, but here's an opinion a year away. Extrapolated data from 30 years ago. Here's the deal. The guy played at a small high school in New Orleans. I think it was Carson Newman or whatever it is. He had a 12-year-old's body. He needs to put on 30 pounds. He redshirted. He barely played last year. I think it will, beginning, middle, and end, who is up at the top of that draft, and the Manning family is going to dictate whether they're going to allow this kid to go. If it's the New York Giants, bet your ass Arch is going.
I was about to say, period. I see the Giants or the Jets, some major big-time city. Yes, he's going to leave. But other than that, him going back, to me, it sounds like the people who try to tell you, well, you know, Cooper Flagg, there's no guarantee he's going to leave for the NBA.
Oh, really?
Okay. You know what? It's your opinion. You can have it, but come on, man. Ain't nobody buying this.
Correct. So the Raiders here are targeting Ashton Jeanty as their top 10 pick, according to reports. So Jeanty being a top 10 pick, I've seen him at 6, I've seen him at 8, I've seen him at 10, I've seen him at different places. Seems to be a lock that he's going to be a top 10 selection. So I'm going to ask you here.
Yeah.
Yes, on April 4th, what is your lock of the draft right now?
The Giants will screw it up. No, like a player?
Player.
Well, we've got something. Okay, does this qualify? I got a bet on the board with Rico. I said Quinn Ewers will go in the top 4 rounds.
Can I put it back up on the board without it getting erased by Jimmy?
What the hell happened to that? Right.
Jimmy was just on a cleaning spree.
He was like the maid from the Jetsons yesterday. I don't know what happened.
Like Jimmy, I just got to get all this off.
A place for everything and everything in its place. All right. That would be my lock.
Quinn Ewers. Within
the
first 4 rounds?
A third quarterback will go in the first round. Jackson Dart will go in the top 18 picks. How about that? Is that?
He visited the Steelers today.
Okay. Is that fun enough?
Yeah, sure. You got a lot that you could think of.
Oh, I mean, say it. Say it.
Cam Ward going 1?
No. Try again.
Abdullah going 2.
Try again. You know what you want to say. Say what's on your heart.
A quarterback going to the Giants at 3?
Shedeur Sanders is going to go top 3. He's
Deion
dreaming.
Sanders, you know, believes that one of the, you know, two, Hunter, David, or Shedeur, you know, is going to Cleveland.
Just because he's pissed me off? Me and you?
Shedeur and the Giants.
David, me and you are about to come into agreeance, okay?
Okay.
We're 2 or 3 agree?
Okay.
All right? Shedeur Sanders drafted New York Giants. I need that. Why?
I'll root for him.
Just for him.
I'll root for him.
Just for him.
I root for the helmet. The Black Caucus has spoken.
And then let's close it out with this, because, yes, we all know there's going to be 3 Christmas games.
All streaming, by the way.
The story here is that, like, the Lions and the Cowboys have Thanksgiving. The Chiefs.
Say it right or I don't acknowledge it. Thank
That's
you.
What the or Lions you and went. Cowboys Thank have. You. Oh, y'all could have went.
Or Xavier Legette, right? There are variations.
Yes. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs want to do that for Christmas. They want to be the team that plays on Christmas every year.
Let them.
Problem is, they won't always have Mahomes. They will not always have a connection to Taylor Swift. So what is the benefit here? Should the NFL because just be
they become
flexible?
A brand. They're a brand, I David.
Mean, here's the thing. Yes. Because think about it. The Lions, let's take away the last 3 years. They've been a joke. They haven't won on Thanksgiving.
So getting blown out by Joey Harrington and the Miami Dolphins isn't fun to watch on Thanksgiving?
No. It was unfortunate. Michael Vick coming and carving you up like a turkey? No.
Peyton Manning doing
okay,
it for the
guys,
Colts.
Guys, what are we doing here?
I'm sorry.
The point is, the NFL, the Chiefs draw eyeballs. You figure Mahomes has got 10 years left. They make a decision today, they could change it later. My problem is they're doing 3 games on Christmas Day, all streaming. That means they're selling each of those games for $150 million. It's greed upon greed. There's no need for it. It's Christmas.
Yeah, it's not necessary to be forced to find the game on a streaming
but
service.
But if Shedeur is on, Rico's in.
But the thing is, that if you do the Christmas game, just know it doesn't mean you're going to win. It just means it becomes your brand, and I got a feeling if this thing takes off, other NFL teams will get jealous. The way, remember, they tried to take it away from the Lions because they kept losing. They're like, well, let's give it to somebody else because they don't win this game.
If I'm the Lions, I do the Thanksgiving thing because it's my tradition. I don't need another short week turnaround in there.
True.
I don't want to be on that Christmas
true.
Game.
But that's true.
I mean, we could talk about it. They're like, they're out. They're in for this right now. They want to strike while the iron is hot. They're popular. So long as it's not a home game, I think the Lions will be fine with this.
Okay.
That is in football today.